from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. Hour 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Oxnard, California, Cowboys Training Camp 2024. Got the very latest news from across your broadcast day coming up as we'll kick off the expressway here in about 20 minutes. Our coverage of training camp brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And here's Eric Chiafalo with an edition of the finest.
All right, another installment of why you don't do your fantasy draft until much later.
What's that?
In the training camp.
Who the
season.
Hell's doing it right now?
There are folks that are conducting fantasy drafts across the country right now.
Stop.
And I bet somebody in the last couple of hours had a draft and they're like, you know what? At some point, relatively early in the proceedings, they decided Titans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is a guy I'd like to have on my football team. And unfortunately, he suffered a knee injury during practice. And the expectation is that he's going to miss about 6 weeks.
Oh.
So not a season ender, but at that age, that position, you're dealing with knee issues. That could be something that lingers on. That could be a Justin Herbert plantar fascia situation that we're talking about now on August 1. We might be talking about that on November 1. You know, these types of things happen. So that's a bummer for DeAndre Hopkins and for the Tennessee Titans. He's supposed to be ready for week one. But it is DeAndre Hopkins getting a little shaken up today.
The fantasy football players, why would you do the draft early? Is it just to get it out of the way?
Yeah, it's just overzealous.
I get maybe the scheduling, you know.
Are you playing with a bunch of people that can't do it at a later date?
It could be, but it's still just a terrible idea.
I think there's really no excuse for it.
Make it work.
You got to figure it out. You should not be doing your fantasy drafts until probably, first couple, like September 1. Once
Labor Day?
Yeah, like wake me up when September starts. You know what I'm saying?
When the college football season kicks off?
Yeah, speaking of kicking off, we do have NFL preseason action tonight. As useless a game as you'll find anywhere in the world.
Hey, Dawson, I need a report on the Bears tomorrow if you could.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Oh, we'll get Scout Gavin?
Yeah.
On the beat?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, football returns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see this kickoff stuff. That's really what I want to watch.
Agreed. I think if you're excited about anything tonight, unless you're just a Bears fan or who are they playing?
Texans.
Texans fan. Yeah. You know, then you have a little bit more skin in the game here. But otherwise, yeah, football casuals, even football guys like us. I think the only thing we're really looking forward to seeing is just how this new kickoff stuff looks. How does it feel? How does it smell? Does it pass the sniff test? You know, all those things.
I think it'd be hilarious if the first two kickoffs of the season would go for touchdown.
They're like, you know what, guys? We got to change the rules.
Like, the game starts with an opening kickoff for a touchdown, and then the Texans kick off to the Bears, and the Bears take it to the house.
Yeah.
That would be great. I would like that start. But we do know who's going to be playing quarterback. It's not going to be Caleb Williams tonight. It's going to be Tyson Bagent. And this guy is
Get that right?
I think I nailed that.
Carter?
He's a high T-level warrior. He's a
Bajent?
He's a hard hat guy. Yep. He's a lunch pail guy at the quarterback position. And this was something he mentioned earlier in the week. This is tonight's starting quarterback for the Bears.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really think too much about it. I was too busy grinding my absolute face off in the offseason. But whatever they were going to do, you know, that's completely up to them.
Okay, so that is Tyson Bajent being asked about, hey, Caleb Williams, number one overall pick. That kind of renders you backup.
He's the reason why they got the number one pick.
Well,
he played
it was
some games.
The Panthers. Supposed to be the Panthers,
well,
number one.
But yeah, they traded.
They did the trade.
That, no, that's a good point. I
they
just
wanted some young.
But he played some games where he wasn't very good.
Yeah, they had the ninth overall pick.
But he's been grinding his face off, and so I don't even think he knew until just the other day when they opened camp that Caleb Williams was on the Bears. This guy's just been grinding away. I like the way he put that. There's a new wide receiver in town when it comes to the Dolphins. You guys familiar with Willie Snead, the fourth?
Yeah, former New Orleans Saint.
He's bounced around a little bit.
He's not a fan of Tua.
No, well, that's what's so funny, because now he is the wide receiver for the Dolphins. But if you go back just a couple of months during the playoff game where it's Dolphins going to Kansas City in the frigid negative degree temperatures that had fans leaving the stadium with frostbite, he tweeted out, did Willie Snead, the Dolphins will be good when Tua stop acting soft AF. And then he had the 100 emoji. And now he is on the Dolphins, and he's going to be catching passes from Tua. So this is potentially a little bit awkward, but here was Willie Snead being asked about that in Miami today.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I was watching the game, a fan of the game, and I was rooting for the Dolphins that game. You know, I wanted the Dolphins to get past the Chiefs, and, you know, I was emotional about it, and I tweeted something I probably shouldn't have, and I regret it today. But me and Tua talked last night, you know, working on a handshake, and we already completed one pass in one-on-ones, you know. So, you know, we put that behind us. We kind of talked about it, and we're moving on from it. And I'm just excited to be a Dolphin.
Probably won't catch another pass again this year.
No, I love this stuff, man. I think that he's a sports fan. He's legit. Yeah.
You had some money on the game. You know, emotions were high.
There's no question about it. So, speaking of things high, also in Miami, it looks like snaps are a little bit high.
Oh.
And we've seen there's been some snap issues throughout camp.
They break
in
a new center because Connor's gone?
Yeah. They did bring in a guy from Tennessee to now be the center in Miami. Aaron Brewer, I believe, is his name, but he's having some snap issues. I've seen with the Jets, Aaron Rodgers is like, man, my center's really good, but we're having some snap issues, and I'm having to rip him a new one from time to time. But that's Joe Tippmann, the center for the Jets. He's struggling snapping the football as well.
Wisconsin Badger.
He's like, this guy's got a chance to be an all-pro, but he's snapping the ball a little wayward, and from time to time, I'm going to have to jump on his ass. And so I guess, like, when you see Cooper Beebe have a bad snap out here once or twice, you can take solace, Walchuk, knowing that other training camps are dealing with similar issues. And from a Dolphins standpoint, Jalen Ramsey had to give a impassioned speech to the team, the "we got to stop being P-words" speech.
Oh,
that was
don't
the,
tell wow. Bobby that.
That was the speech he had to give. The P-word apparently been floated around, Walchuk, in Miami. Because they consistently get bullied and they're finesse, and you go on the road, you get in cold temperatures, and they sort of just wither away.
Isn't that kind of what the tweeter had to say, their new wide receiver, basically?
Basically, maybe that's what spawned Jalen Ramsey to feel like, you know what, the time is now.
Yeah.
We need to, at some point, every team has to look themselves in the mirror and ask themselves, do they want to keep being P-words? And Jalen Ramsey's here to say, no, I'm a Super Bowl champion, and I didn't come here to just get my butt kicked in the first round of the playoffs.
Did the Dolphins lose the last game of the year to lose that game?
Yeah, they lost at home to Buffalo, so that they had to then go to Kansas City for round one of the playoffs.
Wow.
There is something interesting going on in Baltimore right now. You will see from the Baltimore Banner, they do kind of just their practice notes. And one of them was Lamar Jackson ended the period with a touchdown pass that, according to training camp reporting guidelines, reporters are forbidden from describing. So there's apparently a forbidden touchdown pass that is hanging out in Baltimore.
Uh-oh.
They're dialing it up out there.
Uh-oh.
And it is so forbidden that if you see it with your own eyes, you cannot discuss it. It's like Fight Club. You cannot
like Bird Box.
You cannot discuss the forbidden pass that is resulting in touchdowns in Baltimore. This might be at the top of the list now of things I'm most excited to see unveiled when this season gets going. What is Lamar Jackson doing?
Is he doing
a trick pass like behind his back? Is he going lefty with it? What could he pop maybe between the legs? I would love to know what this forbidden pass looks like and who's on the receiving end of it. I can only assume Mark Andrews.
It smells like the forked ball from Dane Dunning in spring training, which really hasn't amounted to a damn thing.
Okay, so you are not as excited as I am to see the forbidden touchdown.
I just don't think we're ever going to see it.
All right. What if they unveil it versus the Cowboys?
That would probably be on brand.
That would be crazy.
Probably for a touchdown.
All right, speaking of touchdowns and speaking of crazy and quarterbacks, this Nebraska kid, man.
Dylan Raiola?
Wow, Dylan Raiola. If you wondered why Fat Mahomes went trending nationwide yesterday on the socials, it's because this five-star Super Beast quarterback of the Cornhuskers strolled into two-a-day practices looking like a more bloated Pat Mahomes. From top to bottom, from hair to glasses to goatee to like hoochie daddy shorts that are probably a little bit too high on the inner thigh. The skin tone, everything from top to bottom is Mahomes. Again, just a little bit more girthy.
He's a hell of a player. I mean, I watched the spring game, and he plays like Mahomes, too.
Does he really?
He is definitely, like, modeling every...
And he's number 15.
Every aspect of him after Pat Mahomes. I mean, when you look
at the
movement, the play action, the arm angles, he is definitely watching a lot of Mahomes tape.
Okay, so you believe in this kid, Walchuk?
I think he looks like he could be pretty damn good. I do believe in him.
I mean, he was the number one quarterback recruit in this last class. He was committed to Georgia and Ohio State before he flipped to Nebraska.
Well, his dad was a center at Nebraska.
Yeah,
played with the Detroit
Dominic.
Lions.
That was
Dominic Raiola.
Yep. Won him over.
Yep.
And surely $2 million in NIL or something like that.
And he's a big, strong kid, too. It's not like he's blubbery and fat.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
It's just a little extra, which I think I like in my quarterback.
Yeah, so the mobility's there.
Yeah, a little bit of mobility.
Because I did notice, nice-looking calves, thin ankles. I still think we're talking about an athlete here.
Yeah, he was moving around pretty well in that spring game.
You know who was moving around out in Pittsburgh? It was our Western Conference champion, Dallas Mavericks. Jason Kidd?
Oh, yeah.
Nico Harrison?
Yeah. Are
these guys Steelers fans?
I saw yesterday they were invited to go there, I guess.
Mike Tomlin guys?
Yeah, Mike Tomlin dudes. And
maybe there was a shoe Nike tie-in at some point, relationship building.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
I was trying to think of what's the connection there between the Mavs and the Steelers.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That was the best I could come up with.
No, I don't know either.
Just trying to just get some wisdom there. From Mike Tomlin. I could get that. I mean, I'm sure that's like an iron sharpens iron situation.
Yeah.
There's no way that Mike Tomlin brought in Jason Kidd to give his team like a training camp pump-up speech, though, right? With just how lackadaisical and chill, nobody's dying attitude that Jason Kidd has.
I mean, Jason will motivate you by trying to mind bleep you, you know, but he's not going to get up there and go rah-rah style. But yeah, I think this is like when Garrett used to go hang out with Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, it's respect whoever's for Tomlin.
Yep.
All right, boys, there it is. Football's
all right,
finest.
An edition of The Finest is in the books most afternoons at 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. We're coming up now on the expressway. We'll take you commercial-free to the top. Alec Medford is in for Lucius and has his segment, AM on the FM, coming up at 5:40. And we're back with more sports with you here. It's the G-Bag Nation and The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. This segment, The Expressway, is brought to you by the Good Feet Store and by the on-time experts. Now, Lucius is out. Send him some love on social. Let him know he's missed. But Alec has his AM on the FM in lieu of LA Live coming up here at 5:40. Every day at this time, we take a look at everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day. Maybe the biggest story in the world of sport is Mike Trout, one of the greatest of the generation, is out for the season with a torn meniscus. So just reset you on that. That's tough. You just hate to see something like that. You know, a tremendous career and, you know, being robbed of his athletic prowess and his greatness. There's nobody more talented than Mike Trout, but he's done. And I think this is a point where somebody needs to step in and say, guys, we need a buyout. We need a retirement. Because the player obviously doesn't want to retire and give up all the salary that, you know, is in the contract. So you keep trying. But at some point, it's so sad. It's just reminding the fans how crappy it is when you come back for 2 weeks before you get hurt again. So I'd be like, dude, let's go ahead and just call it right here.
You know, it's funny. Before he signed that contract, he was probably playing 120 games a year.
Yeah.
130 games a year. And he signed the contract, and then it just went south for him with his health. What a shame. Yep. How did he tear it again? I thought he was still – did he come back?
It's a different knee. It was the other knee.
It was in a rehab start.
Yeah. He came back. He was rehabbing, and they pulled him out because he had some knee soreness, and it ends up being the other meniscus that he ends up tearing after they had an MRI on Wednesday.
Okay, let me ask you this, Dawson. You know something about, like, body types and stuff.
Yeah, wound, that's right. You're our resident body type expert.
He's our body type guy.
But wound too tight – too muscular, too good a shape.
I mean, no such thing.
Too good a shape.
Seven of his first eight years, he finishes top two in the MVP.
Yeah.
I think this is just he's getting older now and the body's not cooperating.
Definitely some less durable, genetical DNA.
Could it be something to do with the PEDs or something like that?
It could. I mean, if somebody was into that,
throwing out allegations.
I'm not going to call him, but I'm thinking about players
that could get you hurt.
I'm thinking about players that experiment with that stuff, and I'm not saying Trout. Okay,
absolutely.
Please,
no, of course,
don't
not.
Clip
yeah.
it and
no,
send it to
no,
Mike Trout.
No,
send
it. Wink, wink. I get you.
Just saying though, when somebody maybe tries to get a little bit of an advantage, do they start to break down?
You could. Might be too strong for his ligaments, too strong for his soft tissue in his body. I think that's the thing. And, you know, whether it's due to naturals, a muscle or roid muscle, I think he could be too strong for your body. I don't know if that was the case with him or he's just fragile. You know, it happens in sports all the time.
Yeah.
Skinny guys, strong guys.
Especially a guy like that, too, with all those extra wear and tear from all those postseason runs that he's gone on.
you know, that adds up. You know, we talk about that with LeBron, too. You know, it adds up. At some point, it's going
to
hit you.
Chief, I wanted to ask you about this story on CBSSports.com right now. NFL changes rule to stop the cheat motion. I know you've been looking into that. I just read a story this morning, actually, about how the Dolphins, Niners, and Rams, you know, brought that running at the snap play into the NFL last year, and it became so popular. Is this going to eliminate the advantage those teams have held?
No, they came out with some new rule today in regards to the NFL and the motion stuff. And I think they're getting this a little bit wrong with the way they're describing it as the cheat motion.
Okay.
So I, from my understanding, it is you're not allowed to have guys moving forward at the snap of the ball. So
that's a legal procedure.
That was already illegal.
It was already illegal. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like
don't call this crap. I swear I've sat there and watched him for the last 3 years.
Maybe not they're emphasizing
people,
that you can't break forward.
People
early.
No, but they don't call it. They just don't. I mean,
it's a weird deal.
We've seen motion and then guys, they're running straight and then they turn and then head up field. They don't call it anymore. I was thinking, like, that's illegal. That's a legal procedure.
So this is just clarifying. You got to be running sideways.
Well, So I guess the bold letters that they've changed for the 2024 NFL rulebook is any eligible backfield player who changes his stance does not have to come to a complete stop prior to the snap, as long as his actions are not abrupt, which would be a false start, or forward, which would be an illegal motion.
Okay. So it's
49ers kill you with this. They kill you.
Yeah.
They get Juszczyk running across the formation, turn him, and then start him downhill.
Sounded like Brian Schottenheimer wants to kill you, too.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's, what did he say, purposeful motion?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can go back and listen to that. We had Shoddy on start of the show.
I guarantee you some defensive coordinators or some teams put in with the league, like, how can you keep allowing this? You know, how do you keep allowing them?
Right.
It's like watching a CFL game or arena ball where they just, everybody's running forward. And I'm like, I'm sitting in the box. Like, that's illegal motion. You can't do that.
Well, if they are going to let you run forward at all, you got to jump on that. Like, if you're not doing that. See, I wonder sometimes because of Schottenheimer's family, if he's like, we're not doing that because I'm running my dad's stuff. And they're running his dad's stuff. So it's like family against family. There's a pride involved that we do it the Schottenheimer way. Mm. You got to get somebody with last name Shanahan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know, at least.
Or Johnson. Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson might be your next head coach.
Shaka Tony, Micah's teammate at Penn State, played in 26 games in his NFL career, has 1.5 sacks. He is a Dallas Cowboy, Brian.
Yeah, he is a Dallas Cowboy.
That's a great
name. I know some people were asking me about, like, hey, brought us, how about some scouting reports and stuff? I think at 240, I did some scouting reports there, but maybe we'll circle back on it. But I will say this about this particular player. He's a really big special teams guy. I mean, I had to go through a lot of special teams tape, you know, but the quickness is there. He can close down. He plays both sides. He plays left. He plays right. He hand down, stand up type of guy. He did not play at all in 2023 because he was suspended for the year. But he's got
He's the gambling man.
Okay. He's got that
they
pass.
They both were.
See if I can
Muhammad,
get him in a poker
Muhammad
game.
Got suspended as well.
Okay. But this guy.
Yeah, they've signed two ends today, right?
They have. And, you know, the thing about him is this guy can capture the edge. He gets up the field quickly. He has to be careful that he doesn't get too far up the field because there were a couple of times when I was watching against the Eagles, they just pushed him past the quarterback there. But the guy's got some change of direction skills. He can retrace the steps. He's a wrap-up tackler. This guy could draw holding calls. I mean, he puts some offensive linemen in some bad body positions.
And he can handicap the Sunday nighter, too.
Exactly. So, yeah, but he did. He had to sit out the whole entire season. Film I was watching was the 2022 film, but he looked okay in that for a signing for these guys.
We're now moving into the second week of no CeeDee Lamb around here. What would you guys do if you're the Cowboys and CeeDee refuses to sign for anything less than market-setting contract? How are you handling it? He wants 36 a year.
I mean, we're talking semantics with like $2 million. You know, they're offering him 34. He's like, I want 36. I'd probably just cave and give him the 36. If it's a drastic gap, then I guess it depends how much hardball you want to play. Or if you're going to move forward and not have a quarterback and you're going to go unknown at that position, Maybe it's not worth paying a wide receiver that amount of money. So then play some hardball and call his bluff. But I think CeeDee Lamb will be here for week one against the Browns. I don't really have a doubt.
Are you missing anything by not having him here? Is everything going to be fine?
I don't want to play without him.
Right.
Because we've talked about what the running game might look like.
Do you need to practice with him?
Yeah, I do. I do because, I mean, I think that everybody's getting work, but it's a lot nice. And Schottenheimer sat there and talked about it. I mean, you want to have him out there practicing, especially if they're trying to kind of put some different little wrinkles in, stuff like that. So I kind of thought it was going to take 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking 10 days. I tweeted about that today. Maybe this
is day eight.
Maybe this Saturday. And I'm totally guessing here, guys.
Recklessly speculating.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful because I thought it was going to take 10 days.
But there's no way this is not getting done. Eventually, right. You're getting a CeeDee Lamb
contract. I think they've made this a priority. I think they've made this one a priority.
I think he's not budging.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not gonna budge on this because he's got plenty of leverage as well. I mean, he doesn't have the same type of, I can walk out of here unrestricted next year. I got no tag on me like Dak does. But you are doing, I mean, especially what you're going to do to the fan base. Going into the season with the amount of frustration that's already there, if you were starting the season with CeeDee Lamb not being there, and now you're throwing around to guys that a lot of the fans haven't even really heard of, that's going to start
Boy,
with a
this
bunch of
offense,
frustration.
Oof.
And then,
it'd be bad. It wouldn't be good.
If the offense, we've seen the offense sputter in years past when they didn't have a respectable number one wideout.
We were our projections were, hey, you can maybe get some things done on offense if you've got Lamb and Ferguson, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just about every offense in the league is going to suffer in a big way if you have a top five wide receiver, top three wide receiver like he is, and he's not available. Your offense immediately changes.
I mean, if somehow he did not play either a long holdout or, they ended up trading
him
or whatever.
Man, don't say that. I said 10 days.
That would be
Schottenheimer also seemed pretty confident. He was like, look, CeeDee's going to be here.
Yeah.
So,
it's getting
done. They don't seem like they have very, very much doubt.
I mean, they gave him 88,
Yeah, they're getting it done.
I think what he's saying is, no, you know how great I am. You made me change my number to 88. I'm an important part of Cowboys history, and I might be the best 88. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I do think CeeDee Lamb's the best 88. Mm-hmm. So you're going to pay me like that, and I'm close enough to the top that I'm going to set the market money. But, that's what are we on here? Day eight. So by the time we get through the first preseason game, I'd be surprised if no deal's done.
I'm hoping this weekend for that. I always coming into this, I always thought it was going to take about 10 days to get this done.
I think this is the longest holdout I've ever seen, though.
I thought it was going to be done by now.
Yeah.
What about what was Martin? How long was Martin's last?
4 days or something, wasn't it?
We were still here, and Martin got done.
Okay, is the Rangers season over as we sit here on the heaviest day of the Rangers season so far? I don't remember getting the wind taken out of my sails harder than at any point since losing Game 5 to the Astros there at the Globe. I mean, obviously not that bad, but it's sort of, holy crap, what exactly are we looking at here as hopes and dreams are having to be reimagined? What do you guys say? Are we done, Ski? Call your shot right now.
I just don't have faith anymore that the bats are going to just magically come alive. I think now we've seen, Josh Young was kind of the last hope. And maybe it's going to take more than just a single series, and that will help. But, I mean, you just haven't seen consistently Garcia, Heim, like these guys turn the corner and just give you a solid month even when it comes to offense production. So, I mean, the lineup top to bottom just has not clicked consistently. I don't think that it will this year. So for me, I get it. You're just still 4.5 back. The division's going to have us talking like they've got a chance all year long. And hey, if you can get in, that's a team with their pitching staff that's been there, done that. They'll have a chance, but I don't know, man. I got my doubts right now.
Sounds like he's waving the flag to me.
Man, did you quit? I thought you were cheerleader, man.
No, I've not quit. I look at this, though, like if you started a season 0-2, like that's how many games Young's been back, you would say, okay, that's not ideal, but I want to see this team play about 2 weeks. By the time we get to the middle of August,
yes.
I'll know for sure.
Yes, I think we know what happened last year in August.
things got away from him in a huge way, and they recovered. Okay, yeah. So this could be one of those turning point kind of months here, and I still want to hold out some hope. We've been waiting for Josh Jung. You still have the opportunity for a guy like DeGrom to make an appearance in here. I think that's very, very exciting. So I still want to give him probably and the division is allowing for this. And in a lot of years, it's like you just look at the division and you say, sorry, man, you're just mathematically it's borderline impossible. They are keeping this door open for you. And so I think I got probably another 2 weeks worth of hope to see if you can get this thing start going the right way. And then if not, then you punt going into basically September.
Nine games.
You got nine more games?
Nine games.
All right.
Three, Boston, Houston, Boston. We'll see. Maybe
they got to win the Houston series.
Maybe throw in there the Yankees. Maybe go 12. I'm waiting until after the Yankees series. And if it's completely wheels off at that point, they've lost me. But I'm giving them 12 games.
Yeah, and I would bet on them winning 7 or 8 of these next 12 games.
Okay.
and doing well. I looking at the team, knowing what they've done, I can't imagine them continuing to play this bad. Like, I don't look at it like, okay, guess what? The Rangers actually aren't that good. All of these amazing players, they just all hit a point in their career where they're no longer going to be good. I think it's like, you know, you've seen a really good team struggle now for 4 months, and they're bound. They're due to come out of this at any time now. It's already defying expectations that you would struggle this much for this long with this amount of talent. There's no way in hell that's going to happen for 6 straight months. And if it's the division or if it's due to your own player, whatever it is, they're still in the hunt. I love what Bochy had to say. Playing time will be impacted by lack of production. I think that puts everybody on notice. It puts everybody on edge a little bit. That's exactly what you need to sort of get them out of this funk.
12 games.
Yeah. Okay. How about some around the Olympics? This is Sasha Ritchie in the morning news. Great Olympics gossip piece here today on Simone Biles and her former teammate, who it spilled over onto social media in a pretty dramatic way here.
Mm-hmm.
When Biles dropped out of the Tokyo competition, it was Skinner who took her place in the vault event. Biles encouraged Skinner, cheered for her on the sidelines. 3 years later, Skinner has apparently blocked Biles on Instagram, which got everybody talking. Yes. This is absolutely when maybe, girl time and social media comes into our sports world in the biggest possible way when gymnastics are taking center stage. So what happened? After Biles and Team USA won gold Tuesday, Biles posted a photo captioned, "Lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions," alluding to a YouTube video Skinner posted shortly after Olympic trials in June. In the now-deleted video, Skinner, talking about the team selected for the Paris Games, said, "I feel like the talent and the depth just isn't like what it used to be. I mean, obviously, a lot of girls don't work as hard. The girls just don't have the work ethic."
Wow. Wow.
So everything came full circle. That's exactly what you need to be at the top of your game. And obviously, Biles is, and she won an individual all-around gold today, right?
She did.
So and
the team gold.
Her squad that got called out, they all get the gold medals as well. So, my goodness, dude, you don't call somebody out for their work ethic, man. That's going to offend anybody.
Yes, and in Skinner's video from June, she said that the reason that for the team being soft or lacking work ethic was because of abuse reforms known as safe sport. Coaches can't get on athletes, and they have to be really careful what they say. I have to do the safe sport thing as well for, like, youth sports coaching, and it is pretty intense how, you know, they're basically coaching the coaches into creating what they call a no fear environment. But it's all good, you know, like sports psychology, like how to be a better coach to help the kids be in the proper mindset for learning. So anyway, everything the Olympics has been through with that guy, Larry Nassar, and all of the different abuses that have come together to say that, when many of the Olympic like stars' friends had been victims of it,
yeah,
it really made it, a kind of a a deep cutting story, and I imagine that is the kind of drama and rivalry there's no coming back from.
No, Michaela Skinner's never going to be on this team ever again. And honestly, she probably was done anyway. She didn't make the squad this year. She did win for the Volts, won silver in 2020. But yeah, this is a bad one. This is one you don't want to mess with if you're Michaela Skinner. She's Dunsky.
Yeah. It's just there's no way you're going to win this.
No.
In social media,
you're calling out your teammates. I mean, come on now.
Apparently, she's got a reputation of being toxic, and them like having to distance from her in the past, and them really not liking her when she was here. I guess that's why she became a Japanese Olympian now? She just kind of changed.
Is she competing for Japan?
Yeah, I think
she... Hey, go ahead. Compete for another country.
FC Dallas having their worst season in a long time. Got worse last night playing in the League's Cup. They lost to Juarez, who is at the bottom of the table in Liga MX. So FC Dallas is now out of this tournament that you're supposed to be playing in over the next 3 weeks. It's a midseason tournament with all the teams from MLS and the top league in Mexico. And FCD will now not play again until August 24th when the regular season resumes. Maybe the most disappointing FC Dallas season of all time. It's nauseating, the developments
there. I have them on notice when on my phone when they play. And I know the phone gives me the ESPN notice a lot of time, and they've lost.
Yeah.
And I kind of like, so I used to kind of always keep up with them. I haven't lately, which is a shame. It's hard to watch a losing product.
But
they have
and
not.
It's what they get, you know, when you think of Weston McKennie and Ricardo Pepe and Jesus Ferreira and Reggie Cannon, all these great players that have been here, you let them go. And then ultimately, you know, you can't score enough goals, and you know maybe the fan base lack of interest can finally inspire the Hunt family to go ahead and throw around just a few extra million dollars to give us a good team. I'd say the fan base has done their part over the years, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I know operating in profit is great, but can you please just take care of us here? I think we've done more than enough. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where young Alec Medford has AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. LA Live is no more for today. Lucius is back next week, so you can get LA Live back then. You know, LA Live is always brought to you by Kissable Dental, and their no-bill guarantee. Book online today at kissabledental.com. But today, it's AM on the FM. We got a question of the day, just like LA Live. We'll get to that here in just a second. We're going to revisit the G-Bag of the Day winner, Eric Chiafalo, as well.
Nice.
Yes, I didn't forget, Cheech. I didn't forget. And we're going to address the rumors that Woolchuck and Chiafalo have been spreading for probably 3.5 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Are you finally going to take your shirt off?
I'm going to address the rumors. That's all I'm going to say. It's
okay.
Called a tease. We're going to get to that.
It's about damn time.
Free the Pierce nipple, man.
Yeah, we're going to get to that here in just a little bit. The Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line is 877-881-1053 to get involved in the conversation. We're live on Twitch and YouTube as well. Get involved there. I was texting our good buddy Ruben Portillo earlier.
Ruby.
And he asked me a great question. He said, what is something that feels totally illegal, but it's not? And that's going to be your question of the day. 877-881-1053. Because for him, he said, taking snacks and food back to his hotel room feels illegal. And for me, mine that instantly popped up was when I was back at the All-Star festivities a couple weeks ago. I was leaving after the home run derby, and you know, for the media, they gave us these little meal vouchers. So I was like, okay, I need to spend this before I leave. And I hadn't eaten yet. I was kind of hungry. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take something. I'm going to go to Golden Chick. I'm going to get the tender meal. I'm going to shove it in my backpack and go home. And that's exactly what I did, because the home run derby was already over. So
there you go.
I was like, this just feels weird. There's a crowd of people around me. I'm shoving Golden Chick in my backpack, which it already feels weird having a backpack inside of a venue, you know, where they're so strict about bag sizes and everything, but bag check and everything. I'm like, I've got free space in here. I'm going to shove the little Golden Chick box in here. Why not?
You would, you little redheaded baddie.
Yeah, so, all right. We're not going to continue that. If you listen on the weekends, you'll understand that reference. I appreciate that, Zach.
Hey,
but
I got one for you here, Medford. I like to pop into my local Sprouts grocer, okay, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline every day after a nice little workout and just see if they have any yellow sticker meat, which means they have now lowered the price of the about to expire meat. And I would say I'm batting like, you know, 200 walking in there and seeing the cheaper meat. And it's a yellow sticker, and I can see it from a decent distance. I will walk into Sprouts.
Because your eyes now.
Every morning, thanks Damn to Brooks right. ISO. Call there brought us. I will walk in there, and if I don't see yellow stickered meat, I will turn around and walk right out. And there's something that feels weird about entering a store and then walking out without purchasing anything. And you want to make sure that all the register ladies know, like, hey, pockets are clear. I'm not stealing anything. I showed up. I don't want what you have because you didn't downgrade the price. And now I'm going to, you know, I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
That feels illegal.
You're a big cheap meat guy. I see. I don't like it.
I'll tell you what, something that's happened to me, and it's the older you get, it happens more. You mentioned going into stores. I've gone into stores just to use the restroom.
Yeah.
And not buy anything.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
That's
I've gone in, and like you were talking about, kind of, and I tried one time at a CVS to buy something just so, but they didn't have, I was looking for this Dove exfoliation soap. You know, I was going to buy the liquid version.
I had no idea you exfoliated.
Mm. I was going to buy the liquid version of it, and they didn't have it. And then I kind of felt like, okay, well, do I ask for something else? But this CVS literally on Inwood Road saved my life because I had had some Chinese food in the soy sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
And I had to pull.
Post-buffet.
I had to pull over, like, quickly.
Yeah.
And I think at CVS, this is my only shot. If they weren't going to let me use the restroom, they would have had to clean up an aisle, too. But I felt, but it's happened to me now like three different times.
Yeah.
That I've had to go into a store and use their facility, but I didn't buy anything.
Happened to Bassick one year. We were trying to get from LAX up here to Oxnard, and we're going through that North LA area where there's a big homeless or transient issue, and they had all the public restrooms locked up. He couldn't find one. He ultimately just had to pull a power play on somebody like at a grocery store, like, no, seriously, I need to use your restroom immediately.
Or the old Pringles emergency.
No, he didn't go there. You know, I think maybe trying on shoes and then going home and ordering them online just feels illegal to me.
Okay.
I'm not a supporter of that.
I like that.
That's a good one.
You know, driving in the HOV lane.
You make that a common occurrence, don't you?
You know what?
Yeah.
I've joined you on that.
That's something that's illegal that maybe shouldn't be.
Yeah, I think so. I think I think we should be allowed to do that.
It always feels illegal to pass a cop on like the highway or something.
Yes.
Like,
or just like being followed by one. I'm like, what have I done? You know, I'm going the speed limit, but I feel like I'm about to do something wrong.
This might be too serious, but when you have elected officials that retire and go work for the industries that they pass laws to benefit, that seems like a conflict of interest to me.
Mm.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. See what we got here from the 214. Taste testing a bunch of different ice cream flavors at a Baskin Robbins.
Oh, you know what? I got behind a lady the other day that was doing that. And I couldn't get service because she had to try everything in cooler three.
Oh, yeah. No.
Before I'm like, I'm kind of like, ma'am, I'll buy you one. I did. I go, ma'am, I'll buy you one. Just pick it. I'll buy it. Just to get her going.
I don't get people that are in a long line and then they get to the front. They're like, okay, now it's my turn to just disrespect everybody's time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like, we're all going to take our turn to be on center stage and take as much bleeping time as we want. I just don't get it, you know?
See, from the 214, drinking and eating at an all-inclusive and not quote-unquote paying each time. That's got to be a weird thing. I've never experienced it. I haven't done the cruise experience or anything yet.
See, the cruise thing, you pay for, though. Like, you pay for that drink package.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm like, hey,
but you went way over, didn't you?
Oh, I made the most of that, 100%.
As you should. I appreciate that. Well, let's see from the 817, hell yeah, rotten meat section goes crazy.
I'm telling you, dude, it's not quite rotten.
How close is it to being rotten?
Oh, you showed it to me the other day. I thought there were some good deals, man.
Is the yellow like a warning label? Like, warning, warning, don't eat.
It's like, go take it home and cook it within the next 2 days.
Yeah. Like, get that bad boy in the freezer, man.
I mean, hey, I was always taught that yellow means proceed with caution, so.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point there, Medford. Like, understand what you're getting into here, but you're going to pay, like, you know, you're going to get like a 20% discount.
Sure. From the 903, day drinking. If you ask Broadus at a World Series parade, that's not illegal.
Nope, not at all. Medford and I got really drunk. We did.
that was a Medford. Good time.
Oh, I did.
Was, that was a real good time. I tell people to this day, I felt like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, everywhere I looked, someone was just tossing me a beer.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It's a great experience.
He had that margarita funnel.
I went like 20 years without a Budweiser, and I think I had 14 of them that day.
You did.
And then, you know, I told you the guy ran out. He looked at me and goes, "Brought us. We're out of beer." And all I could think of do was hug the guy. I'm like, come here. I gave him a hug. And I went and found somebody else that had beer.
You did good today, kid.
Yeah, I didn't even ask Broadus how many he had. I just knew by the hug he gave me.
Yeah.
I knew about how many. I had a good estimation of what was going on there.
Broadus was getting real handsy that day.
I appreciate you guys taking care of me that day.
Beer brings
the world together.
Yeah. It does. And keep those coming in, 877-881-1053.
Too bad. No more parades.
Yeah, at least for a while. As tradition here at this time, saw it every day in the G-Bag Nation, I want to revisit the G-Bag of the Day. It originally airs at 2:30 weekdays here on The Fan, but a special reason why I'm replaying it is because it includes a man on this very show, Eric Chiafalo, probably 95% hungover with the RJ and Chop show here this morning at training camp.
Oh, yeah, and the thing to do, like, early on as well, if, like, a choppy situation is taking place in the guys, is just go to the girls. There's no
early enough in the morning.
You used to do that at nights, didn't you?
I may still do that in the afternoon from time to time at the station.
Wow.
After 5 o'clock, that's risky. It's clear out.
It's kind of risky.
Once we hit the expressway in the G-Bag Nation, there is no risk involved. There is not a female soul to be found on floor 11. So you may or may not find me on Nancy's throne from time to time.
Nancy.
La Grande shout out right there.
Yeah. Nancy, which one did you use today? Okay, great.
Oh, and then you go on her? You go to her?
What did you go say?
On her. Listen.
Oh, Eric's going to the...
Oh, my God. Okay. I love... There's nothing better than... Most people hate it. To me, nothing better than a warm toilet seat.
Nothing better than a warm toilet seat, boys.
Of course, as he's walking into the men's room with no shoes
on her?
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to win this in social media.
You're calling out your teammates. I mean, come on now.
Apparently, she's got a reputation of being toxic and them like having to distance from her in the past and them really not liking her when she was here. I guess that's why she became is she a Japanese Olympian now? She just kind of changed.
Is she competing for Japan?
Yeah, I think she...
Hey, go ahead. Compete for another country.
FC Dallas having their worst season in a long time. Got worse last night playing in the League's Cup. They lost to Juarez, who is at the bottom of the table in Liga MX. So FC Dallas is now out of this tournament that you're supposed to be playing in over the next 3 weeks. It's a midseason tournament with all the teams from MLS and the top league in Mexico. And FCD will now not play again until August 24th when the regular season resumes. Maybe the most disappointing FC Dallas season of all time. It's nauseating, the developments.
I have them on notice when on my phone when they play. And I know the phone gives me the ESPN notice a lot of time, and they've lost.
Yeah.
And I kind of like, you know. So I used to kind of always keep up with them. I haven't lately, which is a shame. But it's hard to watch a losing product.
But
they have
and
not.
It's what they get, you know, when you think of Weston McKennie and Ricardo Pepe and Jesus Ferreira and Reggie Cannon, all these great players that have been here, you let them go. And then ultimately, you know, you can't score enough goals, and you know maybe the fan base lack of interest can finally inspire the Hunt family to go ahead and throw around just a few extra million dollars to give us a good team. I'd say the fan base has done their part over the years, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I know operating in profit is great, but can you please just take care of us here? I think we've done more than enough. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where young Alec Medford has AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. LA Live is no more for today. Lucius is back next week, so you can get LA Live back then. You know, LA Live is always brought to you by Kissable Dental, and their no-bill guarantee. Book online today at kissabledental.com. But today, It's AM on the FM. We got a question of the day, just like LA Live. We'll get to that here in just a second. We're going to revisit the G-Bag of the Day winner, Eric Chiafalo, as well. Nice. Yes, I didn't forget, Cheech. I didn't forget. And we're going to address the rumors that Woolchuck and Chiafalo have been spreading for probably 3.5 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Are you finally going to take your shirt off?
I'm going to address the rumors. That's all I'm going to say. It's okay. Called a tease. We're going to get to that.
It's about damn time.
Free the pierced nipple, man.
Yeah, we're going to get to that here in just a little bit. The Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line is 877-881-1053 to get involved in the conversation. We're live on Twitch and YouTube as well. Get involved there. I was texting our good buddy Ruben Portillo earlier.
Ruby.
And he asked me a great question. He said, what is something that feels totally illegal, but it's not? And that's going to be your question of the day, 877-881-1053. Because for him, he said, taking snacks and food back to his hotel room feels illegal. And for me, mine that instantly popped up was when I was back at the All-Star festivities a couple weeks ago. I was leaving after the home run derby, and you know, for the media, they gave us these little meal vouchers. So I was like, okay, yeah. I need to spend this before I leave. And I hadn't eaten yet. I was kind of hungry. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take something. I'm going to go to Golden Chick. I'm going to get the tender meal. I'm going to shove it in my backpack and go home. And that's exactly what I did, because the home run derby was already over. So
there you go.
I was like, this just feels weird. There's a crowd of people around me. I'm shoving Golden Chick in my backpack, which it already feels weird having a backpack inside of a venue, you know, where they're so strict about bag sizes and everything, but bag check and everything. I'm like, I've got free space in here. I'm going to shove the little Golden Chick box in here. Why not?
You would, you little redheaded baddie.
Yeah, so, all right. We're not going to continue that. If you listen on the weekends, you'll understand that reference. I appreciate that, Zach.
Hey, I got one for you here, Medford. I like to pop into my local Sprouts grocer, okay, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline every day after a nice little workout, and just see if they have any yellow sticker meat, which means they have now lowered the price of the about to expire meat. And I would say I'm batting like, you know, 200 walking in there and seeing the cheaper meat. And it's a yellow sticker, and I can see it from a decent distance. I will walk into Sprouts.
Because your eyes now.
Every morning. Thanks Damn to right. Brooks ISO. Yeah. Brooks. Yeah. Call there brought us. I will walk in there, and if I don't see yellow stickered meat, I will turn around and walk right out. And there's something that feels weird about entering a store and then walking out without purchasing anything. And you want to make sure that all the register ladies know, like, hey, pockets are clear. I'm not stealing anything. I showed up. I don't want what you have because you didn't downgrade the price. And now I'm going to, you know, I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
That feels illegal.
You're a big cheap meat guy. I see. I like it.
I'll tell you what, something that's happened to me, and it's the older you get, it happens more. You mentioned going into stores. I've gone into stores just to use the restroom.
Yeah.
And not buy anything.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
That's
I've gone in, and like you were talking about, kind of, and I tried one time at a CVS to buy something just so, but they didn't have, I was looking for this Dove exfoliation soap. You know, I was going to buy the liquid version.
I had no
idea
you exfoliated.
Mm. I was going to buy the liquid version of it, and they didn't have it. And then I kind of felt like, okay, well, do I ask for something else? But this CVS literally on Inwood Road saved my life, because I'd had some Chinese food and the soy sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
And I had to pull.
Post-buffet.
Yeah. I had to pull over, like, quickly.
Yeah.
And I think at CVS, this is my only shot. If they weren't going to let me use the restroom, they would have had to clean up an aisle, too. But I felt, but it's happened to me now, like, 3 different times.
Yeah.
That I've had to go into a store and use their facility, but I didn't buy anything.
Happened to Bassick one year. We were trying to get from LAX up here to Oxnard, and we're going through that North LA area where there's a big homeless or transient issue, and they had all the public restrooms locked up. He couldn't find one. He ultimately just had to pull a power play on somebody, like at a grocery store, like, no, seriously, I need to use your restroom immediately.
Or the old Pringles can?
No, he didn't go there. You know, I think maybe trying on shoes and then going home and ordering them online just feels illegal to me.
Okay.
I'm not a supporter of that.
I like that.
That's a good one.
You know, driving in the HOV lane.
You make that a common occurrence, don't you?
You know what?
Yeah.
I've joined you on that.
That's something that's illegal that maybe shouldn't be.
Yeah, I think so. I think I think we should be allowed to do that.
It always feels illegal to pass a cop on like the highway or something.
Yes.
Like, or just like being followed by one. I'm like, what have I done? You know,
yeah.
I'm going the speed limit, yeah. but I feel like I'm about to do something wrong.
This might be too serious, but when you have elected officials that retire and go work for the industries that they pass laws to benefit, that seems like a conflict of interest to me.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to the Frankel on Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, see what we got here from the 214, taste testing a bunch of different ice cream flavors at a Baskin Robbins.
Oh, you know what? I got behind a lady the other day that was doing that, and I couldn't get service because she had to try everything in cooler three.
Oh, yeah. No.
Before, I'm like, I'm kind of like, ma'am, I'll buy you one. I did. I go, ma'am, I'll buy you one. Just pick it. I'll buy it. Just to get her going.
I don't get people that are in a long line and then they get to the front. They're like, okay, now it's my turn to just disrespect everybody's time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like, we're all going to take our turn to be on center stage and take as much bleeping time as we want. I just don't get it, you know?
See, from the 214, drinking and eating at an all-inclusive and not quote-unquote paying each time. That's got to be a weird thing. I've never experienced it. I haven't done the cruise experience or anything yet.
See, the cruise thing, you pay for, though. Like, you pay for that drink package.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
but you went way over, didn't you?
Oh, I made the most of that, 100%.
As you should. I appreciate that. Let's see from the 817, hell yeah, rotten meat section goes crazy.
I'm telling you, dude, it's not quite rotten.
How close is it to being rotten?
Hey, you showed it to me the other day. I thought there were some good deals, man.
Is the yellow like a warning label? Like, warning, warning, don't eat.
It's like, go take it home and cook it within the next 2 days.
Yeah. Like, get that bad boy in the freezer, man.
I mean, hey, I was always taught that yellow means proceed with caution, so.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point there, Medford. Like, understand what you're getting into here, but you're going to pay, like, you know, you're going to get like a 20% discount.
Sure. From the 903, day drinking. If you ask Broadus at a World Series parade, that's not illegal.
Nope, not at all. Medford and I got really drunk. We did.
That was a
Medford.
Good time.
Oh, I did.
That was a real good time. I tell people to this day, I felt like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, everywhere I looked, someone was just tossing me a beer.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was a great experience.
He had that margarita funnel.
I went 20 years without a Budweiser, and I think I had 14 of them that day.
You did.
And then, you know, I told you the guy ran out. He looked at me and goes, Broadus, we're out of beer. And all I could think of do was hug the guy. I'm like, come here. I gave him a hug. I went and found somebody else that had beer.
You did good today, kid.
Yeah, I didn't even ask Broadus how many he had. I just knew by the hug he gave me.
Yeah.
I knew about how many. I had a good estimation of what was going on there.
Broadus was getting real handsy that day.
I appreciate you guys taking care of me that day.
Beer
brings the world together.
Yeah. It does. And keep those coming in, 877-881-1053.
Too bad. No more parades.
Yeah, at least for a while. As tradition here at this time slot every day in the G-Bag Nation, I want to revisit the G-Bag of the Day. It originally airs at 2:30 weekdays here on The Fan, but a special reason why I'm replaying it is because it includes a man on this very show, Eric Chiafalo, probably 95% hungover with the RJ and Chop show here this morning at training camp.
Oh, yeah, and the thing to do, like, early on as well, if, like, a choppy situation is taking place in the guys, is just go to the girls. There's no
early enough in the morning.
You used to do that at nights, didn't you?
I may still do that in the afternoon from time to time at the station.
Wow.
After 5 o'clock,
that's risky.
It's clear out.
It's kind of risky.
Once we hit the expressway in the G-Bag Nation, there is no risk involved. There is not a female soul to be found on floor 11. So you may or may not find me on Nancy's throne from time to time.
Nancy.
The Grande shout out right there.
Yeah. Nance, which one did you use today? Okay, great.
Oh, and then you go on her? You go to her?
What did you just say?
I'm on her. Listen.
Oh, Eric's going to the...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I love... There's nothing better than... Most people hate it. To me, nothing better than a warm toilet seat.
Nothing better than a warm toilet seat, boys.
Of course, as he's walking into the men's room with no shoes
on.
On
her?
Yeah.
Yeah, on her.
On her.
What?
Yeah. Old Sean.
Oh, man. That was great. And Cheech, you know, I might not be here all the time, but just know I got eyes and ears everywhere.
You do. You do. I'm learning that about
well played.
You.
Well played there, Medford.
Yeah, and I got eyes and ears everywhere because sometimes I have to with you guys, especially Wolchuk and Chiafalo, because about 3.5 years ago or so, a allegation was made. that a certain person by the name of Alec Medford might have pierced nipples because I have a lot of tattoos.
You were voted as most likely at the station to have his nipples pierced.
You told us you had your nipples pierced.
I never said that. These are allegations. I wish I had the Rick Ross drop. Accusations. False accusations. But I wasn't going to address it today. But during a commercial break, I have a group chat with my friends, Fantasy Football League. I got a video in that group chat from my buddy Jackson. And I open it up and he just says, Alec, show us your bleeping nipples. And that's how I knew. That's how I knew that, one, my friends are Tolos, I appreciate that. And two, the entire group chat for the past probably hour and 20 minutes has not stopped asking me to prove that they either are or not pierced.
They're
so
pierced.
I just want to thank you guys for that.
You're welcome.
That's awesome, dude.
I don't know why you don't show them off more. Those diamonds you have hanging from there are incredible.
Uh-huh.
You spent a lot of money and time on that.
The time, yes, because, you know, whenever I started here at the Fan, whenever you guys first met me, I was probably like 105 pounds soaking wet, you know, so I said the bird chest is no more. We're hitting the gym and the creatine real hard.
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, I put some work in during the pandemic and here we are. But no, there's nothing coming through. The shirt is not coming off on the fan cam right now, but I'll tighten it up a little bit and you will see nothing poking through. It's not cold in here, so I do have to admit that. But there's nothing crazy going on here. I do have the ears pierced. That's it. That's the only piercing on this body.
By ears, of course, you mean
nipples.
And I don't listen out of there. No.
The Invisinips thing that's everyone's using these days to hide them.
I don't think you've clarified a thing, Alec.
You know what? We always have tomorrow. Maybe the fan cam gets a show tomorrow.
I like that tease.
Well, seriously, though, Medford, if you had no choice but to either get your tongue pierced or just one of your three nipples, which would you choose?
One of the three? That's tough. I feel like the tongue scares me more than the nips.
Albert? Is that the wiener one?
That is.
Oh,
precisely.
Yes, that is precisely it. And that's never even going to be a consideration here.
Where? What's the location of the wiener one? Like specifically?
Sideways.
It's like a side.
Through the meat.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Painful.
It's not a tipper. Where would you guys go? Would you guys go nip or would you guys go tongue if you had no choice? Like
nip.
This is
nip.
You go nip.
Yeah.
Nip.
The tongue scares me, man.
Yeah, I'll nip it.
We probably all go nip.
Right in the bud.
Get used to that.
Can hide it a little bit better. Yeah. I'll never forget my buddy getting his tongue pierced in probably college and just like the way it swells up on you.
Yeah.
It just seems miserable.
Buffalo tongue, right?
And, oh.
Yeah, that buffalo tongue.
All right, that's nice my time, Ryan. Guys. I appreciate it.
There he goes. AM on the
ice. And the allegations.
Nation. You know him, you love him. Alec Medford.
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 Nipples.
Okay,
G-Bag Nation. We got 1 hour to go.
Do we?
A full five-hour show, and then the Get Ride's coming up 7 to 11. Rangers will be back in action tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, crap.
Speaking of the Rangers, we got to go around the bases brought to us by Uber Eats, Woolchuck.
Yeah, we got some bad news in baseball. Power rankings. I got some DFAs. Guys have been designated for assignment.
What's maybe, the F stand for?
You know what it means, friend. That's next.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.